Milking Mr. Washington. Winter and Serena are two classmates that made a pact about a certain professor at the end of the spring semester. "Are you ready to do this?" Serena asks. "Of course I am," Winter replies confidently. Looking like a vision of pure loveliness, the two college students were standing in their white bra and panties. The blonde tells the redhead, "Okay, Winter, make the call." With her cell phone at hand, Winter steps away from Serena and dials the professor. "It's ringing," the redhead said while jumping around. "Oh, hello, Mr. Washington? We are ready to talk with you now." Going from a smile to a frown, Winter hangs up the phone and Serena speaks. "I guess he is not coming, huh?" The fire bunny drops her head. "Serena, you might need to get ready, because he will be here shortly." Slapping Winter on the ass, Serena replies, "You slut! How could you fool me like that?" The blonde pretends to be mad, but after Winter kisses her on the cheek, she smiles. Since day one of being in Mr. Washington's class, the ladies were completely obsessed with him. They enjoyed the way the man wore his hair, how he moved, and even the smell of his cologne. As the summer rapidly approaches, the girls agreed that if they aced Mr. Washington's class, a celebration menage a trois was a must. The doorbell rings. "He's here! He's here!" Serena announces frantically. "Calm down. I'll get it," Winter tells her. When she opens the door, the professor was facing away from her until, "I can give you some time to get dressed," Mr. Washington said as he tries to stare somewhere else. "Nonsense, Professor. Come in," Winter insists while grabbing his hand to pull him inside of the house. He enters into the home. "Hello, Mr. Washington," Serena said. The teacher's mouth drops at the sight of the two gorgeous students. Standing next to each other and holding hands, they wave the professor over. He was hesitant at first, but after his eyes zoomed in on their full breasts, that feeling subsided. In between the ladies, the man moves his head from side to side, watching the girls undress him. "Whoa, ladies, I am your teacher," Mr. Washington said.
"That's what makes it so fun," Winter replies.
"What's wrong, Professor? Don't you find us attractive?" Serena adds. The man tells the girls that he finds them to be very attractive, and that's a problem. After getting him completely naked, the girls undress each other.
"Think of it this way, Professor. We're in your class for only 2 more weeks," the redhead informs as she takes off Serena's panties. In the nude, the girls hold hands and wait for their teacher to take control. Raising one of his eyebrows, including his cock, the professor thought, "Winter does have a point."
He watches as the young ladies kneel down to suck him off. The teacher makes the decision to give the students equal time on everything. Looking over at Winter for a few seconds and then Serena, Mr. Washington was completely turned on. Before he inserts his hard member down their throats, he stores the image of the ladies yearning for him in his mind. Serena opens her mouth wide while Winter lies on her stomach. Sliding the pole in and out of the blonde's jaws causes excitement from hearing the girl gag. While Serena drenches his penis, Winter reaches up to fondle and kiss his balls. The future graduates switch places on the professor's genitals as he moans. When it was Winter's turn to orally satisfy Mr. Washington, he grabs her by the head and holds it firmly, fucking her face. "Ah, you are better at this than I thought." Then he releases her mouth and she replies,
"So, you have been thinking about me?"
Winter asks with her lips covered in saliva. "Indeed I have, both of you," Mr. Washington admits. He stands the women up and Serena instinctively pulls him by the dick, leading him to the bed. All three of the hot participants kneel down on the mattress. Serena was in the front of the man, licking all over his chest. He squeezes on her nipples before leaning forward and putting them in his mouth. The master nibbles,
encouraging the blonde babe to moan like a horny dolphin. Simultaneously, Winter was taking care of Mr. Washington from behind. She licks his back and wiggles her tongue down to the crack of his ass, pushing through his anal cavity. Winter ends up munching on her teacher's balls from the back. "Ooh, fuck," he said after lifting his head from Serena's tits. The trio takes a breather from their sexual warm-up to get into position. Mr. Washington tells Winter to bend over in front of him so he can fuck her from behind. While the redhead was doing as she was told, the man pulls Serena closer to him to give her a kiss. After shoving his tongue down her mouth, he moves back to speak. Your lips taste like heaven, Miss Walsh. At that moment, he dives into Winter's pussy with his eyes still focused on Serena.
Oh, yes,
the Irish hot tamale moans out. What's wrong, Miss O'Malley? Don't you like it when my hard wood is inside of your fiery hole? Winter replies in heat.
I like it.
Louder, he orders her.
I like it,
Serena's bosom buddy screams. The blonde does her part by holding her best friend's ass cheeks open to make sure the naughty teacher gets a deep fit in such a tight hole. Licking her lips, Serena looks up at Mr. Washington and tells him to fuck that nasty box.
Oh, yeah. Stuff her hole, Mr. Washington. She's been so bad.
The blonde girl aggressively moves Winter's ass down on the man's dick. Her pussy was so wet from the pounding that Serena stops the fast pace of the professor to lick up Winter's excessive cum. The fire bunny utters. Splashing noises, skin-slapping sounds, and forceful grunts overload the atmosphere in the room. Now it was time for the busty blonde to get her hole poked. The girls swapped positions, and the minute Serena feels Mr. Washington's cock, she moans. It was like her wet domain compelled the blonde to let out an erotic sigh of relief. Winter took to manning the helm with her hands spreading Serena's ass wide.
Oh, yes,
the golden-haired vixen shouts. Thrusting inside with his fat cock, the educator starts to lean over the girl to plant his bone in even deeper. Thinking that Serena's big tits can use some attention, Winter decides to get underneath the blonde and suck on those nipples. The sexually restless trio looks quite appetizing. Pumping slowly, Mr. Washington kisses Serena on her back.
Yes. Oh, fuck, Serena responds.
The man lets his seed go inside of the blonde's pussy. Pulling his cock out, a stream of cum follows, leading back to the head. Moving fast towards Serena's vagina, Winter sucks out the teacher's cum. She takes in the juicy load and swallows it.
That was so good,
Winter said. The professor shakes his head with desire. Pointing his finger at Winter as the girls switch it up again, you, Miss O'Malley, are amazing. Lying on her back, the redhead woman spreads her legs wide with the help of Serena, pulverizing her vagina. The guy fucks Winter to the point where she was pushed upward. He scoots the woman back down to the edge of the bed. Oh no, no, Miss O'Malley. I want you to get this dick. Mr. Washington was very adamant about giving it all to his favorite students. He fucks her with so much tenacity that her tits was bouncing fast, almost hitting her in the face. At the head, Serena grabs Winter's ankles and pulls her legs back.
Yes,
the juicy pussy dame screams. Loads of creamy goodness drops out of Winter's vagina, saturating his cock. Grunting, the man tries to hold in his cum from all of the drilling, but was unsuccessful.
Ah!
Mr. Washington shouts. After letting go of his sperm, the older guy grabs his penis and slaps it against Winter's clit. The girl shakes from the stimulation and Serena lets go of the babe's legs. From one chick to the other, Serena takes Winter's place. When the blonde lies down, Winter grabs on her breasts.
Ooh, Serena, you have the prettiest tits ever,
the firebomb mentions. The man brings the blonde vixen closer to him, and she grabs on the edge of the bed. His long stick eases inside of her vagina, making Serena's eyes roll upward. Her head lifts towards the ceiling.
"Ooh, you feel so fucking good, Mr. Washington,"
the young lady lets him know. The girls had already ciphered his cum twice, and yet he was still not finished with them. He fucks the yellow-haired girl into complete silence, hypnotizing Serena with his signature move. First, he places one leg over hers on the bed and slightly lifts the blonde up, using the other leg on the ground for balance. Mr. Washington grabs the beauty around her waist and pumps, circling his pelvis on the girl. The move causes Serena to whisper his name. Suddenly, he pulls out, and the hot dame's eyes water from the extreme pleasure. It was so intoxicating that Winter had to help Serena up because the female's head was spinning. Stroking on his big penis, the ladies feel the hard, hot pipe that was ready to burst. Within an instant, the women push Mr. Washington on the bed, and they each take turns riding him backwards. Winter was like a force of static nature, bouncing out her lust while Serena was full of magnetic energy, pulling out his cum. After it was over, "You girls have really stepped up your game from last time. A+," he said out of breath.